Good morning. Too early in the morning. This is the earliest I think I've ever recorded daily, so that's probably why my voice sounds about 5 octaves lower. It's Tuesday, September 17th. It's balmy 8 degrees outside. Trying to get off to work to the office quickly this morning, but wanted to quickly record an episode of Dailyish before I got out the door, since I don't have gear at the office or anywhere else to do this. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by Campaign Monitor, campaignmonitor.com for all your email newsletter needs, as well as Less Accounting. If you visit lessaccounting.com, you can get 83% off your first 3 months if you use coupon code
Tiger Uppercut.
That's Tiger Uppercut. Thanks, Tim. All right. Thanks for lots of good feedback for yesterday's episode with Christopher Schmidt. Thanks to Christopher again for joining me, talking you two and stuff. That's we didn't mention it on the show, I don't think, but we used to record a U2 podcast. We've kind of every time the album or the U2 band news kind of cycles around again with new album news and stuff and tour stuff, we kind of flirt with the idea of bringing it back again. And so maybe he'll just become a reoccurring guest as we have U2 things to talk about. If you like that or not, I guess you'll find out. Today is, like I said, it's Wednesday, September 17th. It also happens to be iOS 8's release day. At some point later that today, probably, well, I don't know, 12 Eastern, somewhere around there, Apple will push out the iOS 8 update. So any devices that are, it's the iPhone 4S and higher, I believe, is the technical requirements. I know my iPhone 4 does not support it, so that's pour one out for the iPhone 4 as it gets left behind in the dust. The original iPad probably isn't, certainly wouldn't be. So what I would recommend for folks is not to rush out an upgrade right away. Definitely make sure you do a backup of your device if you have iCloud backup turned on, and then also even connecting it to iTunes and letting iTunes do a backup just so you have copies of your information. I'm assuming your phone is important to you, I guess, especially if it's your phone. iPad is probably a little less important unless you're using it a lot with a lot of documents and stuff on there. But if you've got iCloud syncing turned on, if you're storing stuff in Dropbox, if your photo stream is something you're using, or you're doing using something like Picture Life, which I hardly recommend, to stream your photo or sync your photos to the cloud somewhere, and your email's all in like IMAP folders on the servers and stuff, your contacts are hopefully synced through iCloud. There isn't as much these days that's necessarily on there, but there's always something that you forget and about, and a few weeks later you're wondering where that thing is. So, and especially if you have a lower storage size device like an 8 gig iPhone, and maybe you do have iCloud, or you're using a bit of iCloud stuff or whatever, but you've turned off backups. Sorry, not necessarily a lower storage device, but maybe you've turned off iCloud backup of certain apps. Like, let's say iMovie. Maybe you have a 64 gig iPhone, but you turned off iCloud backup for it because you don't want to pay Apple extra money for their iCloud backup storage space, and you don't really care necessarily that much about the movies that you're making in iMovie or GarageBand, let's say, for another app that uses larger files on your iPhone or iOS device. Those would be lost. They wouldn't be backed up by iCloud, and so you wouldn't have that data anymore. Something to consider. And plus, even if it is, like it should be there still, but in the iCloud, it's never hurts to have a backup. So, yeah, streaming music services, all that kind of stuff, if all your music is in, maybe you're using iTunes Match like I do, and your music's in iCloud, not a big deal. But just want to sort of think through a lot of your apps and make sure it's the data is being synced somewhere. There's a over on the Tua website, the unofficial Apple weblog, I'll put a link in the show notes, which you can find at goodstuff.fm/dailyish/40. There's a, they post a public service announcement, do not upgrade to iCloud Drive during iOS 8 installation. And I haven't read through the whole details yet because it's I'm a few days away from getting the iPhone 6 here, so I won't be doing any updates today. But their basic recommendation is because the Mac itself hasn't been updated yet to Yosemite, which will be required to use iCloud Drive, it's kind of going to be pointless to have and could potentially screw things up really bad if you can't access your data anymore in iCloud. And so there's details on the site, but basically you can have an option, a preset, a screen that says, comes up saying, do you want to upgrade to iCloud Drive right now? And you can say, not now, and just keep using iCloud as it is right now. And then later on when Yosemite comes out, you can do the update. I haven't heard good or bad from that, from a lot of developers or anything like that, but just it went around a lot yesterday and tweeting and retweeting and stuff. And so that's something to note. And finally, if you need stuff to read while you're, something to read while you're waiting for iOS 8 to come out, John Gruber, Mr. John Gruber over at the daringfireball.net site, he has released two massive sort of reviews, previews, write-ups about one on the Apple Watch, which contains a bunch of great thoughts, notably that in his mind it's going to be a multi-$1,000 product at the higher end, like $5,000, he doesn't know, but he thinks it could be like a $10,000 phone, or sorry, watch, which would be something never really seen from Apple before, and kind of does change your perspective of the company if the Apple Watch hasn't already. And then also he just publishes this morning, I haven't even had a chance to read it all yet, but a big review of the iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus. And this little bit that I've read so far, he seems to think the iPhone 6 Plus could be like a phone that people really want in terms of size, but then regret having just because it is so big to carry around and stuff like that. One man's opinion. Maybe it's not yours. All right. That's it for this episode. Off to work I go. Thanks for listening. You can. There's lots of good shows that have started up again. One notably is Transmission here on Good Stuff. goodstuff.fm/transmission. Records every Monday to Thursday morning. Be sure to check that out. Records live, every Monday to Thursday morning. And but then also, obviously, you can listen in your podcast player of choice after the fact. Another show that just had her episode 1 come out is I Guess We're Grownups Now from Carrie Halstead here at Good Stuff. And you can check that out as well. My MacBook just decided to had to lock up, so I don't have links in front of me, but you can get the link to it at goodstuff.fm/dailyish/40. I'm iChris on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.